Roger round top 701 heading in now.
As soon as he cleared the ridge, he raised the collective and eased the nose over to increase their airspeed to 100 knots.
They were still descending toward the valley floor when Vanderjack called out, "Parachute at 2 o'clock, near the top of the ridge."
Josh rolled the HH-3A into a 30-degree bank to put the nose of the helicopter on the white and orange cloth stuck on the treetop.
"Got it. Jack, ask Argonaut where the Trap family has its lodge." "Argonaut 406, Big Mother 40, authenticate. Where does the Trap family have its lodge?"
"Stowe."
The reply was almost instant. "Be there in 5.
"I'm ready.
50 meters at 4 o'clock from the chute. I can't move."
"Roger. Sandy's 23 and 29 have a visual on Big Mother."
"Penetrator ready and we're rigged for rescue."
Vanderjack's muffled voice told Josh that he had the mask on and his head was outside the helicopter with his eyes focused on the parachute.
"Slowing."
Josh keyed the intercom, even though the crew would feel the helicopter pitch up and hear the change in engine sounds.
"Steady hover."
Vanderjack had his head out of the door as Josh flared into a hover.
"I can't see him."
"Argonaut, guide us over you. 25 yards to the right. 10 yards. 5 yards. On top."
"Can't see him. There's a gap in the trees to the right. I'm going to move us right and send Vance down since Argonaut can't move,"
Vanderjack said. The longer they hovered, the more valuable they were. He made the call without checking with Josh.
"Vance is on the ground, got a thumbs up. Penetrator clear. Round top, found Argonaut 406, paramedic on the ground. Stand by for status."
Josh dumped the nose and pulled almost full collective to get the HH-3A on the move.
"Big Mother 40, this is Nursemaid. Argonaut has lost a lot of blood and has a badly broken leg. Need to stop the bleeding and splint the leg before we can move him. Hopefully we can get out without having to give him some plasma. We'll notify you when we're ready."
Josh started a steep turn when the UHF radio crackled. "Big Mother 40, Sandy 2, 3, break hard right now. You are taking ground fire from your 6. Looks like a quad 23mm mount. Rolling in on the guns now."
With the helicopter in a steep bank, Josh craned his head to see behind him when a stream of green tracers passed under his nose.
"Jesus H. Christ!"
As he maneuvered, the HH-3A vibrated and shuddered in response as he rolled from one 60-degree bank to another one, steeper at 45, all the while changing altitude. He keyed the mic.
"Big Mother 40 is taking fire from all quadrants. Sandy 2, 3, and 2, 9, you down here with me?"
"Yep. We're getting hosed by 23mm and 37mm too. Exit the valley and give us some time to work our magic.
Nursemaid, Big Mother 40, call when you are ready."
Josh thought that if anyone could patch up the A7 pilot fast, it was Vance.
"Nursemaid, roger."
Vance knew the drill, and Josh would do everything he could to make sure that neither man became guests of the Hanoi Hilton.
"Sandy 2-9 is hit, losing gas out of my left wing tank. Sorry, guys, gotta go home. Make them pay for damaging my bird."
Josh looked up and saw the plume of gas coming from the large, jagged hole about halfway out of the wing as the A1 flew by about 400 yards away.
"Sandy 2-3, is Winchester other than 20 Mike Mike? Got some of the AAA suppressed at the other end of the valley. We'll stay until Sandy 1-0 and 1-3 arrive."
"Nursemaid is ready. We'll release smoke if needed."
"Nursemaid, no. Repeat, no smoke."
Josh turned the HH-3A one way and then racked the shuddering helicopter into a near vertical bank and pulled back on the cyclic, putting 2 G's on the helicopter. The HH-3A groaned in protest, and the vibrations from the flexing rotor blades increased.
"Watch the G's and the rotor RPM."
Jack thought it pertinent to remind his hack that if he pulled too many G's, they'd overspeed and overstress the rotor head and possibly cause one of the hinges to fail. Loss of any blade meant instant death to everyone aboard.
100 yards.
Josh had the groaning helicopter's nose up in a flare. Pulling the nose up too fast could also cause the main rotors to flex down and cut off the tail pylon. That, too, would cause an uncontrolled crash that would kill them all.